DJ, Brett Ogle came up with a winning selection for the Genesis Open. Well done, Brett.
Yeah, well, I think it was a pretty obvious pick after finishing runner-up there two of the last 4 years. I mean, his style of golf course, long. It was wet, which played right into his hands, and in the end, won by five and cruised to victory, really. Shot even leaving par the last day, but he's certainly become a very fine player and goes to new world number one, taking over from Jason Day.
Mm. Well, would you consider him the number one golfer in the world?
Well,
I'd still have Spieth.
I had a look at it past year, right, since March. Dustin Johnson, 3 wins, 12 top 10s, 1 major. Jason Day, 3 wins, 9 top 10s, no major. Mm. Jordan Spieth just had his third win, 5 top 10s. So, yes, he is. He is the best player. Besides, I guess over the past 4 months, Hideki Matsuyama, who has had 5 worldwide wins. But throw a major in there, yes, he is. Yeah. But it's been between those three players pretty much, hasn't it? Johnson, Day and Spieth the past year, really, if you look at it.
Yeah.
There's been a scattering of others in there, but Dustin Johnson definitely deserves number one. 10th consecutive year since 2008 he's won on tour. Only 3 players have ever done that before. Nicholas Woods and Palmer. Jeez, he's up there with some good names, isn't he?
Yeah. 10
consecutive years with a victory on tour. 20th player to be world number one since the beginning of the world rankings in 1986. That first player was Bernhard Langer. With a weird looking action too, I must say, but geez, he bombs it. I mean, he's a guy that, again, that I like to play is to kill the par fives. Bomb it up around the green, trust your short game, chip it up, putt it in, make lots of birdies and kill the par fives. And that's exactly what all those long hitters do.
What's happening with Tiger? He's not playing.
Beneficiary was the Genesis Open last week, and he's supposed to have a press conference on the Tuesday. Backed it up to Wednesday, then didn't front, pulled out, and he was held up in his hotel for the whole weekend, lying on his back. Seen 2 doctors since he pulled out of the Dubai Classic 2 weeks ago, and he's been told to stay horizontal. Sad news. I mean, after a guy that's had 2 back surgeries and he's still no good, gee, it doesn't look good for the future, does it, for Tiger Woods, unfortunately.
Webby.
Bit of sadness there. Great to see Brett Rumford win.
Oh, how good was that?
Yeah, well, considering 2 years ago, he was laid up in a South African hospital with a piece of apple cord in his small intestine, and they had to cut out part of his small intestine.
Jeez.
And since then, he's really struggled the past 2 years, lost his card on the European Tour, and, came back with a vengeance over the weekend. Fantastic to see. Great guy, local over there in that area, and won at Lake Karen up.
Very emotional, and his caddy's a character.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just a good win. Yeah. He's a good, really good guy, Brett Rumford.
I mean, the money was good, but the fact is he gets that European ticket so he can plan his schedule and know he's going to be teeing it up for good money every week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. 2-year exemption plus the rest of this year. Pick and choose his tournament once again, and when you get to when you lose your card, you've been on a tour for such a long period of time, you really start to doubt yourself, and I'm sure that would have been going through Brett Rumford's mind. First event of the Florida Swing this week, we head over to the Honda Classic. Defending champion is Adam Scott. If you remember last year, well, maybe you don't. I had to reconnect my head with last year. He beat Sergio Garcia by 1 shot. It was a thrilling win. And good field this week too. Justin Thomas, 3-time winner this year, with alongside Ricky Fowler, Scotty will be there. Windy golf course, tough to pick this week. If I had to pick one guy to win this week, I'd probably put my money on. I'd be tossing between 2, Fowler and probably Sergio Garcia, 2 really good win players. So there you go, Honda Classic this week, and followed by the first WGC event in a couple of weeks in Mexico.
Fantastic. Don't forget Drummond Golf for all your golfing needs, all the latest technology, and always you get your clubs fitted there beautifully. Good on you, Brett.
Good on you, lads. Have a great golfing week, everybody. See you later.